I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for a COVID-19 update. We talked about several matters, including the Upper Peninsula and Northern Lower Michigan being moved to level 5 of the state's 6-stage reopening plan, and what we may see this fall in terms of K-12 education and particularly high school sports. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
From the beginning, the UP and the northern part of the Lower Peninsula have been ahead of where the rest of the state are in terms of not having the kind of exponential growth that we experienced in other parts of the state. And that's why we felt very comfortable that because our ramped up testing and the low positive cases that are coming in, our low hospitalizations, that it was safe to continue moving forward. And so I am hopeful that as things are re-engaging, we can stay safe, we can stay smart. We know that over the Memorial Day weekend, someone traveled into Traverse City from out of state and brought COVID-19 with them. We know that someone came in from out of state to help with the flooding in Midland and brought COVID-19 with them. And so COVID-19 is still very present here in Michigan, and that's why everyone is really going to need to continue to keep our guard up, stay smart. If you're coming downstate or you're going to a place where people are congregating from the general public, wear a mask, wash your hands, do all of the things that we know contribute to keeping us safe and our families safe.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning. What do you see ahead now for the rest of the state as next week there are going to be restrictions lifted on more of a statewide level?
So starting next week, we'll have personal services reengage in the other regions that are not the Upper Peninsula, northern part of the lower. People are very pleased about that. We've seen our numbers continue to go down. Michigan is actually doing it a lot better than other states are. And I sat with our modeling team yesterday and went through the numbers, and it's really remarkable how the people of our state have taken the stay-home order seriously, understand the severity of COVID-19 and the threat of it, and have done the sacrifice it took to keep people safe. We've saved lives, and now we're in a strong position because of it, and we just don't want people to let their guard down now.
When we look ahead to the fall, what do you think we will be seeing, especially in terms of high school sports, outdoor sports, larger gatherings like that? What's your feeling on what will be happening?
Someone asked me the other day if I'm canceling sports, and I said, come on, let's keep our wits about us. We're not canceling sports. We'll still have competition. How we observe it may look different for a while. With regard to like high school football outside, if we can keep crowds down and not congregating, sitting shoulder to shoulder, we may be in a stronger position by the fall to permit some of the you know, people in the stands. But at this juncture, we know we've learned an incredible amount in the last 10 weeks. We see other states starting to have a second peak already. And so it's going to be driven by the numbers and the epidemiology. And we'll make decisions as we get closer. But it is my hope that our athletes can compete and that we can observe it one way or another in a safe manner. So that's what we're striving for.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the line with us. When we look at the fall, also when we talk about high school, we talk about K-12 and we talk about education. It's one thing to be outside and doing large gatherings that way, but a lot of K-12, a lot of college is inside. What are we going to see, in your opinion, with classroom teaching this fall?
Well, it's our hope, and we are planning for in-person instruction to resume in the fall. What that looks like, though, is the big question. And so I've impaneled a group of educators from a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different parts of our state to come together and promulgate a best practices for statewide. Additionally, schools are starting that process now individual, and I think that's a good thing that complements the work that we're doing as this task force, because each school district is different. We've got hundreds of school districts in Michigan. And so what is a solution maybe in an Upper Peninsula school might look very different from a solution in a Grand Rapids school, and on and on and on. And so it's really important that everyone who has the responsibility of educating our kids, it's some of the most important work that happens in society, is getting educated about the virus, about steps that can be taken, and learning. Other countries are ahead of us in terms of the timeline of their experience of COVID-19. There are lessons to be learned. There are protocols being developed. We just want to get this right on behalf of our kids and our educators and all other families.
As we wrap up with you, Governor, just your thoughts as weather is getting warmer, we're getting outside, we want to be doing these kinds of things. What's the word in terms of still maintaining vigilance?
you know, it's just important that we do. Get outside, enjoy the fresh air. You live in God's country. You should be outside and enjoying it. But if you're going to be in a place where there are others around, have your mask in your pocket. So if you get close to others, put it on and just stay safe. We know that when you are trying to, you know, raise your voice, that you are producing saliva, and that's how COVID-19 spreads. And so if you happen to be somewhere where you're singing or you are, you know, giving a speech, try to wear the mask while you're doing it, and try certainly wear it if you are one of the observers and you're in close proximity. Just stay smart. Michiganders are smart. We're practical. We've done the hard work. We just can't let our guard down now. Let's continue to lead in this space.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.